The summer after my high school graduation, my mother decided to become Mexican. It was 1978. I feared she had lost her mind. 15 years earlier, we had immigrated to the Bay Area from Belize, a tiny Central American country with a decidedly Caribbean vibe. Growing up in Belize, my mother longed to be from somewhere she imagined as exotic, Mexico. So she became who she always wanted to be, a Mexicana. She had begun watching novelas, and the Latin American soap operas inspired her. My mother ditched her Caribbean accent and adopted a Spanish one. She sang boleros románticos while cleaning the house. She befriended Mexican women. At home, our conversations went round and round like a Mexican hat dance. Mom, you can't change where you were born. It's a fact you were born in Belize. It Belize, she would say, insisting on the Spanish pronunciation of our native country. My father just shrugged. Sometimes I would try to trick her. I'd research famous figures in Mexican history and then quiz her. In return, she would warn me, telenovela style, of the terrible things that happen to girls who backtalk their mothers. 2 years later, my mother was still Mexican, and I was facing my own identity crisis. My parents wanted me to live at home to attend college, to study nursing or business. I refused. I didn't identify with their definition of who I should be. I wanted to be a writer. I understood then how lucky I was to have a mother who believed she could be anything she desired. Her metamorphosis taught me that identity is fluid. Growing into ourselves depends, in part, on our willingness to evolve. We must leave behind what no longer fits, and after that loss, discover a new self. So I left home and worked my way into a full and vibrant life. Along the way, I shed expectations for what a mother is and how a mother should behave. I guess I lost my mind, or the parts of it stuck in judgment and expectation about identity and who we can become. With a perspective, I'm Joey Garcia.